This is the first reading of Christian County Fiscal Court Ordinance 2025-07, an ordinance relating to the annual tax levy. Whereas the assessment for 2025 ad valorem taxes upon property in Christian County has been certified as follows. Real estate includes public service companies, $5,038,323,612. Tangible personal property, $536,767,835. Motor vehicles, $506,606,744. Watercraft, $10,573,883. And aircraft, $3,917,678. Whereas the 2025 compensating tax rate for county taxes in Christian County has been certified to be 16.10 cents per $100 valuation of property subject to full county rates, and whereas the county budget for fiscal year 2025-2026 has been duly adopted, which budget provides for gross estimated receipts from tax levies amounting to $9,376,200, and the following tax levies for county taxes are estimated to produce that amount of gross tax revenue. Now, therefore, be it ordained by the Fiscal Court of Christian County of Christian, Commonwealth of Kentucky, Section 1, there's levy for the year 2025 an ad valorem tax per $100 of assessed valuation on all real estate, tangible personal, and public service company property subject to county tax to provide revenue for general purposes and the maintenance of roads and bridges, and such additional tax for each special district as indicated at the rate set out below for each due with. I'll read the fund rate and estimated receipts. County real estate, 16.7 cents. Estimated receipts, $8,570,253. County tangible, 18.7 cents, $1,301,932. Motor vehicles, 11.6 cents, $587,664. Watercraft, 11.6 cents, $12,266. Unmanufactured agricultural products, aircraft of recreational, then 0 cents, excuse me, aircraft recreational and non-commercial, also at 0 cents rate. Documented watercraft, 11.6 cents, public health real, public health tangible at 3.20 cents, estimated receipts being $1,642,204. Motor vehicle, watercraft and aircraft, 3.20 cents, estimated receipts of $389,542. County Ag Extension District real, 2.30 cents, estimated receipts of $1,180,334. County Ag Extension District tangible and aircraft at the rate of 3.50 cents, estimated receipts being $243,607. County Ag Extension Motor Vehicle and Watercraft at the rate of 1.20 cents, receipts being $62,061. County Soil Conservation District, 0.40 cents, estimated receipts being $205,275. Section 2. In addition, there is levied a tax of 3 cents per acre on all timberland to be used in the Division of Forestry Fire Control. Section 3. There is levied for the year 2025 on the assessed valuation for soil and water conservation purposes in the following watershed conservancy districts, the rate indicated below for each such district: West Fork Pond River, rate of 6 cents per $100, East Fork of Pond River, 6 cents per $100, Upper Tradewater, 8 cents per $100, East Fork Special Assessment, $1.50 per acre. Section 4. The following fees are imposed upon the following occupations to provide for revenue for general purposes and maintenance for roads and bridges. Number 1. For each restaurant, all business that prepare and or sell meals to the public, serving meals, a license fee of $10 per annum. Number 2. For each retail outlet of soft drinks or ice cream, a license fee of $5 per annum for each, at which, in cases where ice cream and soft drinks are sold by the same retail outlet, one license for both, $10 per annum. Number 3. For each billiard or pool table or bowling alley, irrespective of size, where a fee is charged and collected directly or indirectly, a license fee of $30 per annum for the first table or alley and $5 per annum for each additional table or alley. And number 4, for each place where tobacco products are sold at retail price, a license fee of $10 per annum. The county clerk shall be allowed a fee of $8 for each license issued, and the license fee or tag shall be paid on July 1st of each year. If the license fee is not paid on or before August 1st of each year, the clerk shall add a penalty of 20% of the tax due. And any person named in KRS 137.990, chapter subsection 1A, shall also be subject to other penalties and fines provided before therein. There is hereby a levy for trafficking in alcoholic beverages, license fees per KRS 243.060 are as follows. A. Quota retail package, $1,000. B. Quota retail drink, $1,000. C. Non-quota type 2 retail drink, $1,000. D, non-quota type 3 retail drink, $300. E, non-quota type 4 retail malt beverage drink, $400. F, non-quota retail malt beverage package, $400. Special temporary license per event, $166. Special Sunday retail drink, $300. Limited restaurant, $1,400. Limited golf, $1,400. Authorized public consumption, $250. Qualified historic site, $1,030. Per KRS 243.060-4, the holder of a non-quota retail malt beverage package license may obtain a non-quota type 4 malt beverage drink license for a fee of $50. The holder of a non-quota type 4 malt beverage drink license may obtain a non-quota retail malt beverage package license for a fee of $50. All licenses shall expire on June 30th each year. The license so issued by the clerk must be posted conspicuously in its place of business, securing the same. The original license shall be delivered to the county treasurer by the county clerk and a third copy retained by the county clerk for records of that office. In section 5, this ordinance becomes effective immediately upon passage and publication. So this is the first reading for your consideration, ordinance 2025-07.
Do I hear a motion to approve ordinance 2025-07?
So moved.
Thank you, Squire Peterson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Squire Pryor. Any discussion? We just add about the timing of this. Obviously, we have to have a second reading turned in on August 25th, which is the day before our next meeting. Obviously, ordinances have to have two readings. So therefore, and I'll announce a little later, we'll have a special call meeting on August 22nd to have second reading. Now, the reason it's been like that, we had, obviously, you see several taxing districts in here that we have to capture the results of their meetings and their approval, such as the Extension District, the Health Department, and the Conservation District. So we've been waiting on that. That's why we haven't been able to have a first reading prior to this meeting. So I wanted to explain that.